Welcome, listeners, to another episode of MC Campground Chronicles, presented to you by Modern Campground. I am your host, weaving tales of challenge and triumph from the campgrounds across our vast nation. Our episode today takes us on a journey to the heart of the wild, rugged landscapes of Idaho, where mountains kiss the sky, rivers run free, and the whispering pines hold secrets of days gone by. In this enchanting wilderness, nestled among the emerald canopy, lies a hidden gem known only to a few, the campsite affectionately named Whispering Pines Hideaway. Now, let me introduce you to the man who makes it all come alive, the embodiment of the frontier spirit, our protagonist for today, Ephraim Beauregard. Ephraim, a man with a heart as vast as the wilderness he calls home, is the proud owner of Whispering Pines Hideaway. Ephraim, with his sun-kissed skin and eyes that hold a twinkle of mischief, is a beacon of warmth, welcoming every camper to his unique oasis. His hearty laughter echoes through the campsite, wrapping every guest in the genuine charm and camaraderie of the great outdoors. Ephraim, much like the land he nurtures, is full of stories. Stories of resilience, innovation, and most importantly, community. His tales are an embodiment of the campfire spirit, much like the one we're about to dive into. So, dear listeners, as the campfire crackles and the stars twinkle high above, let's gather around and let Ephraim's voice guide us through a tale that takes us beyond the veil of the ordinary and into the extraordinary world of the campground carnivore cook-off, showcasing campfire cooking skills.
You know, it all started one late summer. I'd been running the Whispering Pines Hideaway for a good 7 years and had built quite a community of regular campers. They'd become like family. But that year, I noticed a strain, a sort of disconnect. Campers were keeping to themselves, not mingling like they used to. The usual jovial spirit around the campfire was missing. I could feel it. That invisible thread of camaraderie was wearing thin. Now, the thing about running a campground is you gotta keep it alive. Not just with nature and good facilities, but with a sense of community. That's what folks look for when they escape their city lives. They want to reconnect, feel a part of something bigger. And I knew I had to do something to bring back that spirit. As I pondered over the situation, different ideas buzzed in my head like bees around a honeypot. Maybe a group hiking trip? Too common? An outdoor movie night? Nah, too city-like. I needed something unique, something that spoke of the essence of camping. And then it hit me. A cook-off. Not just any cook-off, a carnivore cook-off. A chance for campers to showcase their campfire cooking skills, bring out their secret recipes, and, most importantly, reconnect over a shared love for good food and the great outdoors. The choice was simple. But the execution, well, that was a whole different ballgame. I took it one step at a time. First, I had to get the campers on board. I started by casually mentioning the idea around the campfire one night. The reactions were mixed, but the spark of interest was there. I stoked it, talking about how it would be an event to remember, a chance to trade culinary secrets, a real showcase of skills. Slowly but surely, the idea caught on. Then came the planning. I envisioned it as an all-day event, beginning with a morning of fishing, hunting, or gathering, followed by an afternoon of cooking, and finally a grand feast under the star-studded sky. I advertised it around the campsite, and even created a fun trophy for the winner, carved from an old pine log. But as with any endeavor, there were roadblocks. A few campers were skeptical, afraid it would attract too many predators close to the campsite. There were rules and safety protocols to be set. And of course, the unpredictable Idaho weather. A sudden rainstorm could wash away the whole event. The impact, though, was beyond what I had ever imagined. The carnivore cook-off brought a new life to Whispering Pines Hideaway. Campers who would have never interacted otherwise were trading campfire recipes, sharing cooking tips, and bonding over their shared love for food and nature. The cook-off didn't just bring back the missing spirit. It took it to a whole new level. From the experience, I learned the power of community-building activities, how they can transform a simple campground into a vibrant, interconnected family. My tip for fellow campsite owners? Sometimes you have to think outside the box, tap into what your campers love, and weave it into a community-building event. It won't be easy, but it'll be worth it.
As Ephraim's tale unfolds and the last embers of the carnivore cook-off die down, we find ourselves warmed by more than just the campfire. We're warmed by the spirit of camaraderie and the shared love of the outdoors that is the backbone of Whispering Pines Hideaway. We're reminded that a campground is more than just a place to pitch a tent. It's a community, a home away from home. And sometimes, to keep that spirit alive, we need to stoke the fires of interaction and create opportunities for bonds to form and grow. Ephraim's innovative solution to his challenge was not born out of extensive research or consulting experts, but out of understanding his campers, their interests, and their need to connect. His story serves as a testament to the power of creativity, adaptability, and community building in fostering a thriving campground environment. And while the specifics of his carnivore cook-off might not fit all campgrounds, the principle behind it does. Take the time to understand your campers, cultivate their interests, and provide a platform to connect. The results might just surprise and delight you. And with that, we come to the end of another intriguing episode of MC Campground Chronicles. As we bid farewell to the Whispering Pines Hideaway and its enchanting carnivore cook-off, we hold close the lessons we've learned and the camaraderie we've shared. It's been a pleasure having you with us on this journey. I hope Ephraim's story has stirred a spark in you, one that will keep you warm until we meet again. Don't forget to subscribe so you won't miss our next adventure, filled with more tales from the heart of America's captivating campgrounds. This is your host, signing off for now, but eagerly awaiting our next journey together in the vast, beguiling wilderness of the great outdoors. So, until next time, keep the campfires burning, dear listeners. Keep the campfires burning.